This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we are, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I never get to do this, but I'm sitting across from the most red rider, and I mean R-E-A-D, red rider, gun rider in the United States, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here at the SHOT Show.
We never did get to do this face-to-face.
No, never face-to-face.
So, we were at the Amaland breakfast, and Freddie Reel, he paid you his due as well.
He did. I was shocked and pleased, of course.
We were in a room with people like Alan Corwin, and John Farnham was there. Yeah. Tom Gresham was there. Mark Walters. Alan Gottlieb. Rob Pincus. And for you to be the standout in the middle of that room, well, that's pretty significant.
I got to watch my ego.
That's all right. Have an ego. It's okay. It's okay. You're on the radio now. We're supposed to have an ego when you're on the radio now. I know to you all the way up to this point, it's just been a phone call for you. But now, my man, you are on the radio. What are you finding at this SHOT Show? What's it looking like to you?
Well, when I was at the industry day at the range, it seemed to me the crowds were a little lighter this year. Hard to say how significant that is. And at the industry day at the range, the buzz was about the Virginia situation. Nobody could get good information out there. The cell connection wasn't very good, and everybody had jobs to do.
Right.
So, but as we got back to the show area, you know, where we got good information again, I was immediately contacted by someone who told me what happened. And then I started asking people, you know, have you heard? And everybody had. Everybody I talked to, they were dialed in. It was like, what's going to happen there?
I had a guy that was in Richmond on the ground, interviewed him here, named Larry Keister. He owns a custom gun shop. And it was exactly, you know, I didn't want anybody to go. I didn't want the gun community to go to this. I thought it was sort of a wired-tight trap, in a way, trying to provoke some sort of an incident. And the 2A community, the gun owners of Virginia and whoever else came in from outside of Virginia, they knocked that one out of the park.
They did. And I was maybe not quite as far along as you, but I warned in a couple of articles, this has all the potential for a disaster.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be really careful. And as you say, they just knocked it out. I mean, and kind of downplayed by the old media, as you'd expect.
Now Larry Keister told me that they have walked back the assault weapon ban now. Since that, I haven't seen anything else about it because I've been too busy being here. But that's what he told me had happened, and that's interesting because the other thing I didn't expect to see them budge because you know they think they got a mandate.
Yes, and I'd heard that the Senate version of the so-called assault weapon ban was done away with, but there's another bill in the House that may make it to the Senate. So we're just going to have to see, with events as they evolve, whether they actually back away any.
We'll see. But, I mean, I still expect to see them do some significant damage to the gun ownership of Virginia and to the Constitution at large, but we'll definitely see. But I'm encouraged by the way that went.
Yes, I am as well.
I'm encouraged by the way that went. The other thing is that, you know, they had the people that were in the enclosure that was some magical zone that you couldn't have a gun, and then they had people out there strapped up like they were going to combat. And I saw, like, some husband and wife couples out there strapped up like they were holding hands and ARs together. And, you know, I saw that. Now, I'm just thinking, okay, what's your argument now?
Yeah.
Because they don't have crime. Their crime is low.
Oh, absolutely.
They're solving an issue. They're solving a problem that doesn't exist.
You're correct, and I think it's this voluntarily unarmed mindset. I'm not going to be armed, so I don't want anybody else to be armed because they might have
projection.
It's kind of projection, yes, partly that. But when you've made a decision not to be armed, I'm not going to learn about guns. I'm not interested in guns because that takes time and effort. I'm making this decision.
Right.
I am not going to be armed. It has a certain mindset. And that's what I see happening there. I don't care how many borders and infringements there are on the Second Amendment, because I'm not going to have a gun. So whatever they do to all those gun owners, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. And I think that's the support base and the mindset they're coming from.
Right.
A large part of it, maybe not all of it. There are plenty that are just Machiavellian.
But, I mean, look at, now, when you look at Colorado, when they were processing all of their gun control.
Yes.
And what's his name? Robert Morse, the Senate president.
Yeah.
He got up there and he said, "Do not listen to your constituents." Now that made the Democrats' ears go up too, and then the recall was quite well done. In not only with gun control, but like with in Virginia, they started a recall thing.
Yes.
They breached the 10% they had to get to, and they've got something on the books to raise that to 25%.
But I don't know if that'll apply to this recall. I don't think they can change the rules, or if they try, it'll be taken to court. You can't generally in U.S. law change the rules in the middle of the game and then say, oh, we don't want that effect, so we're going to change the law.
I had Stephen Stambolia, the attorney at law that's the co-counsel in the Young case, sitting where you're sitting. And all he sees is right now in the 2A legal group, because, you know, there's a bunch of young guns coming up.
Yes.
Legal minds. And this is going to be nothing but one big, long lawsuit fest as they pass these laws in Virginia.
Yes, that's what I see, too, because the things they're trying to pass are pretty clear infringements from anybody who looks at the Second Amendment with a reasonably fair mindset.
Yeah.
And we have the change in the Supreme Court, you know, with two fresh faces there and Kennedy gone. So, yes, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, and it's going to go on a long time.
And in the meantime, when are they going to actually govern the state? They've got a fentanyl problem. They got an opioid problem. When are they going to govern the state?
Well, their money and organization to win the General Assembly and the Senate came from people for whom guns are kind of the thing they want to push.
But are they going to stay there in the meantime and say, we're still with you? They won the election. Are they going to do the service after the sale, so to speak?
It's really interesting, and I don't know, because politicians tend to be, by nature, rather, you know, Machiavellian. Whatever it takes to hold office, I'm going to do it.
Right.
But you get people like the AOC who say, you know, well, of course, she's from a district that's so Democrat that it's hard to see her losing, but that say, I don't care. I'm going to push my stuff. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. And the other thing, they've stirred up this hornet's nest of basic support for Second Amendment, and it's going to have consequences. In 2 years, they may not hold the legislature anymore.
All right. I'm interested to see. Well, they woke something up. That's the thing. All the non-voters.
Exactly.
They are fully cognizant of what's going on. And I don't think it's going to go the same way, the same, you know.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think there's going to be some changes. I looked at the Virginia election results trying to figure out, you know, kind of what was going on, and I thought I saw something where there were more voters, the races were much closer and a lot higher percentage of Republicans won. But then I realized what I was looking at, in a whole lot of the Democrat races, there was nobody opposing them.
Yeah.
So you had a lower turnout.
Yeah, so that's definitely going to have to jack up, so we'll see how that goes. Coming up on the next break, you can find the stuff that Dean writes and talks about with me here. You can find that at ammoland.com. And we'll do a little more of it. You hang on for me, if you would, please, sir. And we'll be right back from SHOT Show 2020. This is Lock and Load. Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Robert Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Coming to you from the floor of SHOT Show 2020. And I'm sitting across from Dean Weingarten, which I've never done for all the time. I don't know how many shows we've done now. Probably
must be over 100.
I mean, yeah, because you've been doing two a week for at least a year. So yeah, just in a year's time.
Right, and we've been doing longer than that, I think.
Nearly as prolific a broadcaster as you are a writer.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the show. You make it fun, and so I love doing it.
I appreciate that. Now, as Have you seen anything out there on the floor that's wowed you?
Well, I'll talk about... We have these lightweight 22 pistols.
Right.
There's kind of a new generation. You've got the Glock 44, which is just starting to come onto the shelves, apparently. You have the TX-22 that's been around for about a year. I'm going to put it in the category, even though it's significantly heavier, of the CP-33 from Kel-Tec.
Okay.
Because it has 33 rounds and is a big full-size pistol, but only weighs 24 ounces. And so all of those are kind of new generation, and I think they all appear to be selling like hotcakes. Glock, there's not really enough experience with it yet to say it's selling like hotcakes, but it is going to sell like hotcakes.
Let me ask you a question. Did Glock need to come out with a 22 pistol?
Yes. They should have done it 10 years ago.
Well, but they relate to the single-stack little itty-bitty 9mm gun, too.
Yeah, they'll probably come out with more over time. They've been making so much profit with their 9s and 40s and 10s and 380s, you know, that maybe they didn't feel a need to come out with a 22. And a 22 was challenging. When I listened to what Glock did to make this 22 that they wanted to be ultra-reliable and everything else, they put a tremendous amount of effort into getting everything just right.
I haven't looked at it just yet, but... I may go look at it. What else have you seen?
Well, you know, I talked to Taurus about the TX-22, and they got an award. I think it was Handgun of the Year by Guns and Ammo. Very deservedly. I purchased one, you know, myself. Didn't get it from any manufacturer, so it was just one off the shelf. I was impressed. Very reliable. Quite accurate. More accurate than I thought it would be. I hate to mention this because it really means that my skills are probably dropping a little bit. But I was shooting it in comparison from a rest with the Colt Woodsman that I have that's 6-inch.
Right. Yes. One thing about Taurus that I've noticed about Taurus, and I've owned Taurus pistols, they and Kel-Tec, which I don't have a dog in either one of these fights, they're the only ones that actually try to make something different.
You see a lot of innovation there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this one was designed in the U.S., the TX-22, and manufactured in the U.S. And I hate to say it, but off arrest, I could not statistically shoot any better with the 6-inch Colt Woodsman than I could with the TX-22.
Sort of a diamond in the rough, maybe?
Yeah, and I hear, I think it's okay for me to say it because somebody else told me they heard the rumor. Do you think it's okay?
I think it's okay to say it. Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Was that they're going to be coming out with a Target model within a few months.
Taurus will?
Yeah.
Well, they may be. I mean, 22.
I mean, a Target model to compete with in regular bullseye type stuff.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, though.
No.
I mean, 22 pistols are a genre all to themselves, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And there's guys that only have 22 pistols. So, that doesn't surprise me at all that they would make one.
And they're so useful. Try to find 22 pistols on the used market. Well, it's very difficult.
I'll tell you what, though, when you think about Taurus, now, for anything that anybody wants to say about Taurus, like I said, I got nothing in this particular thing. They are one of the only truly self-contained gun companies that I know of. The only thing I don't know, I don't think that they actually mine the iron ore, but everything else is all done in-house by Taurus for the most part.
Yeah, I've had good luck. There are guns they've discontinued that I got, and I wish I'd have bought a few more of them. They're titanium 357s, for example. Those were really nice guns, but something happened. I don't know what happened.
I always thought their revolver line was somewhat unsung.
It is. I'd have to say quality control over decades has been at times a little spotty, so people get something that isn't quite as good.
Well, I mean, in the 80s, when we were transitioning to Berettas, I bought a PT-92 because it was cheaper. PT-99, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had an issue with it when I got back stateside, and they fixed it immediately. And for a long time, their warranty was like in the clouds.
Yes,
and then
was.
It came down, and I've had to test it one time, and it seems like it's back in the clouds again.
Well, I had one of those... They got their machinery, I think, from Beretta when they were making those pistols.
Yeah.
And they had slight little differences, but the one I had was great, accurate pistol. You know, it's just that I found I liked other pistols a little bit better, but it was an excellent pistol. And like I said, I love their titanium 357 with a 6.5-inch barrel. And they made for a short while, try to find one now, a titanium 5-shot 41 Magnum.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like I'm saying, they that's the other thing. They're innovative, and then the really good guns they have, for no reason, they just seem to go away.
Yeah, it seems like it. And I don't know. Maybe this was a small niche market that got filled up. Hard to say. But I see that innovation. I said that, you know, those 22 pistols, as you said, they're kind of a world in themselves. And a lot of great new 22 pistols are being manufactured and put out there. And it's so useful. You can use 22 for almost everything.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be my first choice for self-defense. But heck, 98% or 95%, hard to know the number, of the time, you don't even have to shoot. You just have to have a gun.
A gun with a barrel that aims at somebody.
Yeah.
The barrel always looks bigger when it's aiming at you.
Absolutely.
And the little bit of time we got left, Ted, did you go look at the Alien?
The Alien.
Vago Alien.
I don't think so.
You might want to take that one out.
Tell me about it a little bit.
So the slide on the tie is a semi-automatic pistol. It looks a little bit like a CZ P10 series pistol, a little lower on the top on the bore axis. This on the top is independent of the sides. So when you pull the trigger, everything on the top, all the mechanism, the barrel, everything, that stays. And the slide on the back actually pops back and forth.
Sort of like a
$5,000 gun.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
I'll tell you, this is kind of interesting. I was over listening to a conversation that I wasn't exactly part of.
Right.
And I'd looked at my... My grandkids live close to the Dallas Gun Club, and it's an $8,000 fee to get on, to join, and then it's $120 or $130 a month to stay in the club.
After you pay $8,000
to join. And there's a waiting list. You can't get in right away. Anyway, so I'm listening to them, and they're talking about some club in, I think it was Connecticut, the fee to get in, $300,000.
Okay.
So there's a wide range of availability out there.
How much does it cost you to go shoot in Arizona?
Well,
whatever gas is.
Gasoline and ammo. Well, I got to pay the taxes on the property.
Yeah, well, there's that. But, I mean, it's you own the property.
Yeah, right. And so. I'm hoping to own some property in Oklahoma if I get lucky.
What'd you say, 80 acres?
Yeah, around the 87, they say. But it's got evidence of hogs on it and deer.
All right. Well, we will definitely have to figure out a way to do this again, because this is very creative and face to face. Thank you for joining me. Have a good SHOT Show.
Very good.
Check him out at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It could be a last stand for Democrats in the impeachment trial of President Trump. They'll have a vote later today on whether they'll have witness testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Senate Republicans face a choice today between seeking the truth and covering it up, between a fair trial and a farce.
The president, at a White House event, noticed a lack of Republican faces.
We have a lot of great senators that wanted to be here so desperately, but I said, just stay where you are and do your job, please.
The New York Times reports that in May, the president directed John Bolton to call the president of Ukraine to talk about the investigation into the Bidens. There was an incident at Mar-a-Lago, the president's Florida home. The highway patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through two security points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. On the floor at SHOT Show 2020. A little while back, I used to have some really, really good conversations. I mean, these were conversations about warriors, about veterans, about sacrifice. And at the same time, my counterpart in this was, you know, I like really politically incorrect people. And if they're more politically incorrect than me, well, the better than it is for me. So joining me for the first time in a long time from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. How have you been, young man?
Busy would be an understatement. Yeah, for sure.
Going through a little bit of a transition and everything. We don't have to get into that. Unless you want to, we can talk about that. I want to know what you think about the current political situation and the current climate that we get to exist in.
Things are crazy right now. Absolutely crazy right now. One of the things that have been coming up the most in conversation over the week has been the new gun laws.
In Virginia.
Yeah, especially Virginia, but we're seeing it in Washington State, and, you know, it seems like many other states are trying to jump on those coattails and see what they can...
Trying to outdo each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. Everybody feels... I think gun sales would suggest that people feel a little safer right now with President Trump in office. You know, gun sales have dipped down, so there isn't like, you know, a run on guns. Everybody's not trying to just buy up guns. I think people feel a little bit safe, but the craziest thing that is kind of really blowing my mind is that right now is when we're under the most attack. We haven't been attacked like we are now in ever.
Yeah, you know, when Trump was talking about red flag orders and everything, I knew he was never going to move on that. He was just sort of humoring them because he plays this chess with them. And he says, well, yes, I'll talk about it. But then he keeps coming back saying, well, you know, it's not the guns, it's mental health. So I knew he knew. He's got Don Jr. and Eric, and those guys would roll with you any day.
Sure.
And so I was never worried about anything federal, but now we've got these states where we're getting a patchwork, and it reminds me a little bit of East Germany.
Sure.
Yeah, because, in Virginia, though, they're going way beyond that. They're trying to fix it where you can't teach, a child of a certain age can't take a martial art.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They took this thing where the recall vote is triggered at a 10% threshold when they're doing a recall petition. They jacked that to 25%. 4-year term limit on governors, they're trying to turn that into 8.
Yeah.
They fill them. The thing is, though, I don't understand this, because they did this in Connecticut and nobody complied. The registration percentage is around in the low teens. They did this in New York and it didn't even crest 5%. And now they're doing it in Virginia, which has never, you know, historically has been a pretty pro-gun state.
Right, absolutely. And it's also been like the battleground.
Yeah. And, I was very pleased with what happened in Virginia earlier this week, because
right.
I actually thought it was going to be worse than it was, a lot worse. I saw no need to go to it. I would not. You know, I'm a big follower of Sun Tzu. If it's a war, if it's a fight you can't win, don't fight it. Hold
sure.
yourself back. But I was happy to be wrong. But you know what? That didn't change anything.
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing changed.
Nothing changed. They're still going to pass it. They're still going to pass it.
It looks that way.
And some of the stuff that you and I talked about a while back begins to take shape now, doesn't it? As these
Ooh.
Lines are being drawn and everything else.
Well, I wonder what's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. What's going to happen? It's going to happen.
It's going to be a rash of killings due to red flag orders. We've already had one in Maryland, but we just had that one and then it stopped. But it's going to be one of these, like in Florida, where Spice is from.
Right.
They give out red flag orders. People don't own guns.
Right.
But they do that because they don't have a registry. And somebody's going to get out there and say, well, we need a registry. Like they're doing in Virginia.
Right.
They're wanting to register now, although I'm told that they backed off of the assault weapon ban or the assault weapon confiscation or whatever. It's hard to keep up with what they're proposing.
Right.
I need to get a little flip scorecard.
Well, there's a lot of waffling, I think, in order to shove something through. And it's a step.
In Virginia, their biggest problem is fentanyl and opioids.
Right.
And they actually have a real problem they can solve. But then in Virginia, amongst lowest crime stats, they come in fourth. They're relatively safe. They even dealt with MS-13 successfully.
Well, I don't think it's about death. I don't think it's about, you know, people dying or public safety. I think that the chips are stacked right now in Virginia, and they're going to take it while they can get it, and they're going to shove it through. And I think it's
about control.
It is about control. It's always about control.
Yeah.
But
always
I think
been.
This is going to be this is the beginning.
We're just, I'm just waiting to see what's going to be the spark. At the same time, if something does spark, I mean, it's going to be bad for the leftist side. They're not going to win that. Who are they going to kick in the butt to come at us? They throw the cops under the bus every day.
Right. Sure.
The military has become. I'm sure you look at it and you're like, was I even in that?
Right. Every day. It's so surprising to hear you say that. I can't tell you how often I have that thought of.
Yeah.
Like, wow, has it changed?
So what are they going to do? Who's going to, is Dianne Feinstein going to play it up and come your way?
Not today.
Coon Man, is he going to be throwing a plate carry on coming to the Osiris house?
Yeah, I doubt that.
Me too. So I just wonder how this is going to go. I saw Eric Swalwell one time when Tucker Carlson said it would spark a, when he was in his Newcomb phase, when he said it would spark a revolution or a civil war. And he said, but they're so law-abiding, Tucker. They're counting on us being what we are, except they don't understand that the civil war they're pushing for could turn into a revolution.
Right. Right. It's a strange time. I think it's going to take one, like, landmark case.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get thrown in jail, something's going to happen, and the right people are going to get behind it. It'll end up in the Supreme Court, and I truly believe this will all get shut down. But what will happen between now and then?
Well, you're a member of the former Special Ops community.
Sure.
I have always thought that these spec ops, like in where I live in Greenville, South Carolina, my understanding is that a lot of spec ops guys have just retired and blended in, not because they're trying to be sleepers or nothing, just because it's a nice quiet place in a nice economic bubble and it's a good place to retire. I look at the veteran community to be the ones that would be the responders at, in the beginning.
Oh, I think that will definitely be the case. And what's really interesting is when the governor of Virginia, you know, what was it, an emergency?
Yeah.
Emergency order.
The militia was coming.
Right. He specifically stated they were afraid of veterans.
Yeah. Well, not, good idea, Ralph. I mean, you're doing a bunch of stuff that I gave a whole lot of my time to protect. You're going against all of it.
Right. Right.
So if it comes down to it, I still believe it'd be over within like 5 days.
It'll be quick.
It'd be quick. I don't think. As a matter of fact, I think if. If it was federal, which I see, if something erupts in Virginia, I don't think Trump will stand for it. Nobody's talked about that.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because that came up in a conversation a couple nights ago at dinner.
Yeah.
At some point, this is civil rights. This
is civil. This is a civil rights violation. And I mean, we've already seen them go down in the 60s. We've already seen them go to Alabama and enforce the Constitution, enforce desegregation, however you want to put it, whatever the new law was. And they're not going to let people die. No. Over some stupid law that some stupid power-hungry governor thinks he can pass.
And well, it's even worse, it's not only stupid and ridiculous, but it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
That is very, like, very nature.
You know, this is why I miss these conversations.
Sure.
This is why I miss these conversations.
You know, it's, look at Colorado, you know.
We're about to run out of time before you get launched up. You got 20 seconds.
You know, the high-capacity magazine ban, people let it happen. But now, the scale is so great, people are massing, and we just saw that in Virginia, and I think that's the beginning of the end.
That's the part, the wake-up. The wake-up call has finally been dialed in, and everybody woke up. I can't tell you how good it was to have you back on the air.
It's good to see you, Bill.
We need to do this more often.
I'd like that.
All right. Lincoln Osiris, PipeHittersUnion.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Again, very busy floor at SHOT Show 2020. Tonight I get to talk with old pals. I got a couple old pals around me right now. I've got one actually suited up and ready to go. Very reluctant, but that's cool. Joined now by Cole Lou from Spikes Tactical. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine. How is the show going for you?
It's been good. Busy, but good. Long days.
As a manufacturer of the biggest target for the gun grabbers out there, the symbolic, this is where we start kind of thing. And you're out of Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
So how is it going for Spikes Tactical?
It's going well.
Yeah.
I try to ignore the politics part of it because, that unfortunately drives part of the industry.
Right.
But I prefer that the people just buy what they want and what's good rather than focusing on the scare. When we get a big scare, it's really not good for the industry and it's not good for the consumer. So I'd rather just normal business and ignore the politics.
Do you even feel it when that happens? I mean, you have a core of customers that you're up there in that premium sort of grade AR-15. Can you even tell the difference?
Oh, we do. Yeah. I mean, I've been there a long time, and the times that I can recall being really crazy or after Sandy Hook,
right,
and the Hillary Clinton election. So, unfortunately, it is very much tied to politics, and you definitely feel it when something crazy happens.
Now, since you are in Florida, how were things for you? I haven't talked to you about this. How were things for you during the era of Parkland?
That one actually didn't have a lot of effect on us. We had a little bit of blowback from, I would assume, like the moms, the demand action thing. A lot of people were calling us saying that we're basically baby killers because we produce an AR.
Isn't that's the tolerant left? I love the tolerant left.
They're very good at name calling.
I don't know what they tolerate, but they're the tolerant left. I mean, they tell me all the time. I just know it because they tell me.
Yeah, our most recent encounter was we were fortunate enough to meet up with Trump Jr.
Right,
and he posted a picture with our Crusader that's done by Rare Breed and a magazine with the Hillary behind bars, the Magpul PMAG bars, and man, it was within 24 hours we were getting calls from CNN, MSNBC. There was a GQ article, and they were calling us white supremacists, racists. I mean, any name you could think of, which is kind of their MO now. So,
well, see, now I look at you, and I remember what attracted me first to you when you and Pipe Hitters Union decided to put out a little poster. I've still got three or four of those laying around. Mm-hmm. Not today, Antifa.
Yep.
You guys are not exactly shy in retiring if there's some sort of a political.
Oh, no.
Political sort of controversy going on.
No, we don't shy away from it. I mean, it's good and it's bad, right? You want to be the big dog, but we're big enough, but we're still small. We're a family-run business, so I don't have a lot of people to answer to.
Right.
We all believe the same things, and so I'm fortunate to work somewhere where you can say what you mean, and you know, you don't have to worry about any blowback from the company.
You strategically ally yourself with certain people that stand shoulder to shoulder with you, and you know,
most of our allies are you know, we create friendships that become like family. So like the Pipe Hitters people, all those people, they're like family to us.
Yeah. Well, I mean. I'm very pleased to be able to say right now that you have come back and you were sponsoring the show again, Spikes Tactical. I called you about something totally unrelated, and we started talking, and I did not realize that there was any interest there, and I'm very pleased to have you back.
Yeah, we're happy to be back.
Simply because you may be the only people I know who are more politically incorrect than I am. And that's a plus for me. That's a plus. So anything new coming out of Pipe Hitters? Anything new coming out of Spikes?
Pipe Hitters has new stuff weekly.
Yeah, I know.
So you'd have to get with them.
They probably have new stuff every five and a half
new
minutes.
New designs every week.
Right.
It's a deadline, you know. So you got to sign up on his website for the mailing list. But for us, we do have a new lineup coming this year. Some new products. We're going to diversify a little bit and get some things that people might not expect from us. But I'm not ready to, you know, release it today. It's close.
But that's okay, because now when you do it, you'll just call me up and say, Bill, I'm ready to talk about it if you'll show up for me.
That's
and
right.
And we'll go with that. So also, I just had a guy in dress blue salute me, and I don't know if my legend has spread that far, but if it has, cool. All right.
There you go.
My legend. You got to be very modest to be in the radio business. Remember I said that, okay? So anyway, the new stuff we can't talk about, we're not going to talk about. Let's talk about some of the old stuff. I had the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
That was a splendid AR-15.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much all of our AR-15s, we use the highest quality components. We pride ourselves in the quality and the accuracy of our rifles. The newer, it's not new, but it's newer and maybe not as well known as it should be, is our large frame portfolio, which would be our 308s and our 6.5 Creedmoors. They're excellent shooters, like to the point we had a random group the other day on the shelf, and one of our guys just said, hey, take those out. You know, we have a target that we made, and just go out and shoot them. We'll include the target with the guns. And they were 308s. They're Cold Hammer Forge barrels, chrome lined, so the barrel life's great. And all of those barrels, the six that he went out and shot that day, the average group was 0.25. at 100. So, and that's amazing for a semi-auto 308 with a great barrel life. It's not like a stainless barrel that you're going to get 5,000 rounds out of.
Yeah, I would have to say so too. So you guys have branched out and gone to the bigger stuff.
Yeah.
Is hunting becoming a thing for ARs? I know it has been to a certain degree, but
it has been for a long time. People traditionally with like a 5.56, people are hunting coyote and whatever small game. 308 ARs are definitely used for hunting, for sure.
What's the hog situation like in Florida?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's not quite as bad as places like Texas. And you know, there's plenty of places that have a lot more problem with them. But they do a pretty good job of eradicating them in Florida.
ARs, they use ARs for those.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's become a cottage industry. It's its own little thing.
Yeah.
Getting on a bird and hunting hogs with an AR.
And Spike was actually hunting birds or hunting hogs out of a bird, and the helicopter crashed and landed on his leg. So he's not getting back in a helicopter. And then he just tells me, hey, if you're going to go do it, just don't get in this type of bird. And I'm like, okay.
I'm not getting into either.
I think it was an R-44, if I remember correctly.
I thought those were like the workhorse. They're the ugly ones. They're the ugly helicopters, right? The R-44.
Hey, do you remember which helicopter it was? The R-44 is the dangerous one that he did? That Spike got in the crash in? Okay. Yeah. I thought it was an R-44. I could be wrong, but I'll double check that.
We'll find out about that and let everybody know later. Don't get into it. Just, I guess, between now and then until we find out, don't get in any helicopters.
No. Get in helicopters if you want. Just, you know, do your research. Don't get in one that has a track history of going down.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But see, that's the thing with the RF-44. I thought that it had a splendid history.
I might have messed that one up. I'm not
it's a mechanical
expert.
Thing. It's yeah. a mechanical thing. They're only as good as their mechanics.
Well,
right?
It's also only as good as the pilot. I think the pilot that he crashed with died a few months later in another crash. So might have been a pilot issue.
I sense a trend. Anyway, one thing that I'm looking forward to is I have never tested any but the Joker of the Spikes. Tactical range. Is there a suggestion that you guys could make to me as one that I would want to review that you guys just think is outstanding?
What distance range are you using?
Well, these right here have really deteriorated, so the closer the better.
Okay. If you're shooting stuff up close, like an indoor range, maybe we can send you one of our 9mm pistol carbines.
And how small do you make yours?
We can make them. We do a 5.5-inch, an 8.5-inch,
wow.
a 16-inch.
Yeah.
We have a Barking Spider break that you can put on it. It's not really necessary, but, you know, it does help a little bit. And
before you build anything my way, give me a call first, because I just pictured something in my mind. So.
Okay.
Have you already started something?
Oh, yeah. We sell a handful of...
No, I'm talking about for me.
Oh, for you. No, I'm waiting for you
okay.
to tell me what you want.
All right. I'm going to have to go take a look at that now. You've suddenly spiked my interest, if you will, in another Spikes tactical product.
And also, now we do in-house Cerakote, so you know whenever you do pick out what you want, just keep in mind that we can put some custom coating on it for you as well.
Very good. Before we run out of time, SpikesTactical.com. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Cole Lelou, SpikesTactical.com. You know what? I'm going early because I forgot what segment I'm in. One more time, let me just reiterate, I really appreciate you guys coming back to the fold. I hope Mr. Spikes is okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And I look forward to 2020. I'm really interested in what you got coming out new.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff.
I actually do this for a living. I don't normally mistime my segue out of it.
That's all right. It's SHOT Show. It's a busy day.
I know. Gosh, it's a busy day. I've done more radio in the last 2 days than I have in the last 2 months. But I've had a pretty good time there, and I met some really, really, really nice people going along. But, once again, SpikesTactical.com to find out what they've got. Cole Lou, thank you very much for coming back and joining me.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tells everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.